Dozens of Pakistani soldiers are dug in on the recently captured strategic ridge, Binai Baba Ziyarat, which is located at an altitude of just over 2100 meters and is the highest place in the Swat Valley. Senior military officials say that until a few days ago, the ridge served as a major training facility for Taliban terrorists. It has a network of well-equipped tunnels. The biggest was 6 meters wide and 24 meters long. While guiding reporters into one of the tunnels, Major Mansoor said the militants would go down in the valley to kidnap skilled civilians and would force them to dig the tunnels.
You are right now in a tunnel that was probably used for living, plus storage of ammunition and storage of weapons. And it could be, might have been used for making plans and command posts sort of thing.
Regional Commander Major General Sajjad Ghani says the capture of Binai Baba Ziyarat was a major setback for the militants and has paved the way for gains on the battlefield. He says his troops' mission is to kill and eliminate terrorists as well as their bases without giving them any concession.
We've had the experiences of the talks of surrender, and I don't think so there is any slightest consideration at this point in time of accepting any ceasefire or anything of that kind. And we will pursue these operations to their logical end.
Pakistani military officials claim ground and air attacks have killed more than 1,000 militants in the ongoing offensive. The military has also confirmed more than 63 soldiers have died in the fighting. But while flying over the valley, there was little evidence of the intense fighting. General Ghani insists this is because army raids and strikes are mostly hitting militant hideouts set up in high mountains. He dismissed suggestions that many civilians have also died in the army shelling.
In fact, from this place, and as you've flown up the heli, you must have seen a lot of the houses and a lot of the towns. Please show me one destroyed house with a artillery shell or with a bomb strike, and I'll be convinced there is none whatsoever.
Militants in the Swat region are being led by extremist cleric Maulana Fazlullah, who is believed to be hiding in his stronghold of Peochar, which Pakistani troops have currently surrounded. Since establishing his control over most of the valley 2 years ago, the Taliban commander has ordered kidnappings and executions of a large number of security personnel as well as pro-government politicians. Commander General Ghani says his forces are looking for Fazlullah. He says the extremist cleric is on the run and keeps changing his locations. The general does not rule out the possibility of terrorist leaders, including Fazlullah, slipping out of the area.
This is a very difficult area. It's a rugged terrain. It's very high mountains, deep valleys, thickly wooded and forested areas. The lay of the terrain and geography is such that it provides him indeed with ample opportunities to make his escape good.
The Pakistani military has launched several offensives in Swat in the past 2 years to rein in Taliban extremists. Opposition parties and the local population criticized it for using force rather than negotiations. However, observers and military officials say that public support for the Taliban has almost disappeared in recent months because of extreme acts such as slaughtering opponents, flogging people for alleged un-Islamic acts, and violating their own commitments to end the violence. Critics fear support for the current army action may not last longer if the war against the Taliban in Swat and neighboring districts drags on and hundreds of thousands of displaced families are neglected. When the full-scale military operation began in the valley early this month, officials estimated there were as many as 5,000 Taliban militants. Pakistani military claims a majority of the fighters, mostly new recruits, have fled the offensive and those still fighting are being described as hardcore militants. Pakistani army officers say their mission is to kill all of them, dismissing suggestions that their soldiers are being sucked into an unending guerrilla war in the Swat region. While security forces are on the verge of capturing the town of Mengora, the administrative center of the valley, regional commanders are confident most territory in Swat will be made safe within next 2 months to allow displaced families to return to their homes in the former tourist haven. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Swat Valley, Northwestern Pakistan.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。